Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Our co-hosts are Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is April 13th, year of our Lord, 2019. Hope everybody's having a good morning. Well, folks, there's tons of stuff going on in the news. And just like last week, I'm having a hell of a time figuring out what's the lies and what the truth is. I guess the big story is Julian Assange and what's going on with him. You know, all this Russiagate stuff and all that, that's not what they're charging him with. They're charging him with conspiracy to crack a password. So I don't know what's going on, and I admit I don't. But anyway, we're going to open up for callers after the first break today instead of waiting the full hour. Good morning, Rick and Lori.
Good morning, if you can hear me at all.
I can hear you, Lima Charlie, Rick. Lori, you're on, aren't you?
That's frightening.
Yes, I am.
Tim, Good morning. Hey, you know, you sound better than Tim. Tim, are you far away from the mic? You sound echoey.
I do.
Yeah, you sound like there's a lot of bounce. If you've got a mic, it'll maybe get a little closer.
All right, how does it sound now? Same?
A little better. Yeah, no, a little more direct. That's better.
Okay, I had two mics on accidentally. I apologize.
Oh, when you said doing reverb. Well,
yeah.
See, if you're gonna do that, you should maybe sing a little Pink Floyd or something would be nice. So good morning, everybody.
Oh,
good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
And you don't want him to sing, Rick.
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, no. Our ratings would skyrocket. Yeah, they would say things like,
or
did you crazy man the other
throw me off the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, you know, if they can do fear porn to get ratings, we can have Tim sing. I don't see a problem with that. Anyway, you know, well,
you do
Tim,
much better than me.
Oh, yeah, well, going to see about that.
Well,
Tim, I think I interrupted your train of thought. Please continue.
Oh, no, you're fine. I just wanted to know, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I'll tell you something first. I'm going to talk about Warren Pollack in just a minute, and I've only got a comment and a minor complaint about where the truth is or where it isn't. But tomorrow, of course, for those of you pay attention to such things, it's Palm Sunday. Fascinating situation coming up on Holy Week. And what I wanted to do, if it's okay, is I wanted to just very briefly address the problem of pain.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Yeah, it's an unavoidable part of life. I mean, we have many kinds of pain. You have physical pain, spiritual pain, emotional pain. You've got the pain that comes from, you know, the things that you did wrong. And then you've got pain from things you wish you'd have done but didn't do. And then, of course, when you get older, it's just, you know, you fall out of the chicken coop and pull your arm out of the socket, and then you've got pain. I'd rather have that kind than some others. But you know, here's the deal. And, you know, whether or not you're prepared to believe what I'm about to say is irrelevant. I'm going to say it nonetheless. I have it from the highest authority, or probably very close to the highest, that when it comes to you, your relationship with God, you have almost nothing in common with God. You are not God, and God is not you. And there are some people around that actually believe that they will become angels or something at some point. You can never be an angel either. Angels are angels, and you are you. So what's up with pain? Well, there is a situation that in the way that I was explained, it was explained to me is this, that even though you have almost nothing in common with God, there is an overlap, and the overlap is pain. You know pain, God knows pain, and pain can be used as a kind of a currency between the two of you. That is to say that there is such a thing as what's called prayer and supplication. Supplication means that you're supplementing your prayer with something else. Well, what else? Well, it could be any number of things, but you know, it's avoiding. Let's say you fast, or let's say you decide to do without desserts for 30 days. Whatever. Those are all supplications. Pain, it can also be a very handy supplication. So what you can do with pain is you can use it as a currency between you and God, and you can actually kind of in a left-handed way, you can spend it. So we have the situation regarding pain, which is unavoidable. What you should do with it, what you could do with it, and then I have heard very, very bright theologians even opine as to hot things like hospitals filled with wasted pain. In other words, there's all this extra pain going around, and instead of people using it as a currency to trade or to speak to God, they get angry and frustrated and introverted. In other words, they take what could be a fairly valuable asset and they just waste it. So I want to simply say this. You're not going to avoid pain that I know of. Even over drinking and playing with opioids doesn't do it, because there is no free lunch. Those things actually create probably more problems than they solve. So you're not going to get around the problem of pain. What to intelligently do with it is, once again, your choice. It's totally up to you as to whether or not you want to use it as a currency. In other words, I'm asking you if you wouldn't like to consider making lemonade with lemons.
Right.
So it's up, once again, your free choice. It's up to you. But if you were my child or my brother, I would suggest to you that you do not waste it, that you use it. If you've got something going on, pick out somebody who might be able to use some help and spend it on them. I think, you know, what will happen is it's going to be a win-win. So, having said that, what about this Warren Pollack guy? I have been complaining for months to my wife, and if I said it on the show, I apologize. I'm an old guy, apparently a left-handed guy now. Feeling out of place or confused. And because I can't figure out where the truth is, I feel as though I'm kind of living in a twilight zone. I'm being asked, this is a communication
check.
You
and me,
do
you
both. Guys have me five? Do you guys have me still? Do you still have me 5x5, or am I breaking up?
No, you're good.
You're breaking up a little bit, Rick. Well, okay.
This is really something.
On me, it was breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, breakups can be painful. So So I've been complaining just like you about feeling like I'm walking, sleepwalking all the time. I mean, I don't know precisely how to handle things. I used to think I may have always been an illusion. My illusion
right.
that I understood what was going on, and I was comfortable in my dream that I understood. Now, I guess it's funny, as I guess I begin to wake up, I find I'm that either we have been placed into a totally fake world, and being awake looks a lot like being asleep, because it all seems like a bad dream. I don't know what to make of it, but Warren Pollock has a very interesting video out there, and I apologize. You'll probably find it very quickly. It's a more recent one. I think he's being interviewed by Greg Hunter, but he's talking about the Twilight Zone that we all live in. It's very much a Matrix type of arrangement where just about everything you've heard from the, or been trained to believe has been a well-choreographed lie, and that
right.
on your best day you don't know which end is up. Which, and I've been whining about this. I guess, you know, in my opinion, the only thing that a guy can do or a girl could do is you know, and I think I said this last week, go to church, pray. I don't want to call it prep, but try to be self-reliant and try to be a good person. I think that what you've got to do is you've got to somehow learn to be comfortable in your incarceration, in your exile, which I don't know whether this is an exile or an incarceration. But whichever it is, it's very much a kind of a vampire, undead. Yeah, I feel like the walking undead. You know, it's a weird feeling that you can't
right.
hardly, you can't trust anything. You know, that everything's BS. And, you know,
well,
it just leaves you.
Rick, for the last 3 weeks, that's where I've been.
Yeah. Right. It's an unsettling feeling.
You know me, I've made my living for years as an analyst. You know, when I say my living, you know, and I have actually got paid for analyzing various situations and countries. And, you know, I've always thought I had a good handle on what's going on in the world. A very good handle. In fact, probably right up there with various three-letter agencies, I knew what was going on through open source intelligence, or at least I could get a good handle on it. But for about the past 3 weeks, everything has been so convoluted, and what I see does not line up with what I read. You know, I'm lost for the first time in 40 years, Rick. I am lost when it comes to what's going on. But my conclusion is quite simple. Be prepared for anything.
Right. I don't know if you're lost or not now. I mean, you can't even really qualify or quantify where you are, because, you know, it's like waking up after a typhoon and finding yourself holding onto the log and you can't see nothing but water in every direction. Yeah, you don't know if you're a mile off, 500 meters. But yeah, it's a very strange feeling. And then I guess, you know, you see videos claiming that folks are waking up. Okay, so great. So that's perfect. Now I've got lots and lots of company 500 miles out and no paddle. That's just perfect. So yeah, if misery loves company, call me. So anyway, it's a fancy one of the things he said, which was, I guess, the whole premise of his talk, and he seems like a very bright guy. Yeah, I've never seen any of his work before until I stumbled across him, and then I started looking at some of his other work. But he was talking about critical thinking. Now, in my wife's high school, where she teaches, and yes, it's private, and it costs over $17,000 a year to go there from the age of 12 years old till you graduate high school. But you are taught things like critical thinking. And the part of the educational system that the United States government can get their filthy little fingers on, they have eliminated anything like critical thinking. Critical thinking is teaching people to look at a group of facts and come up with and to analyze it and then to decide what the mode of action would be. Anything now in a public school, and yes, I know it's free, but that's like, in my opinion, like offering people free GMOs. Yeah, they're free. The only problem is it's going to get you killed. But they have taken anything that looks like critical thinking out and exchanged it for procedures.
Right.
You now follow a set of procedures, and that's what you find in the most. That's, I think, what, in large part, I think he has just explained the frustration we're all feeling with the millennials. You know, you can be somewhere trying to do business and being helped by a millennial, and at some point they'll shrug their shoulders and look at you and say, either I don't know or I can't help you or that's not my job or we don't do that here,
right,
or something along those lines. And you look at them and you think, well, this isn't the way things used to be. It used to be if I asked somebody in a business for help, they gave it to me or they would find somebody who could. Now they just shrug
right
at you and stare at you as though you got two heads and there's something wrong with you, not them. And that's because...
Exactly.
It's because there's no critical thinking skill. They're following the procedure. And the procedure is a form of compartmentalization, which is created out of the desire to control a population. Nobody knows how to do anything from start to finish, which is why...
Right.
Which is why a prepping type, once again, I hate that word, we need a brand new word, but a self-reliant mindset is the only defense against this kind of nonsense, but at the same time, let me assure you that, I'm 95% sure we aren't going to win this battle. I'm pretty sure that we are caught in the drain vortex, and it's only a matter of time before we're down the drain. But I really think that we've been beaten. But I hate to take that approach with this group of people. But and trust me, you know, in the final analysis, I have no problems with shooting it out with the authorities. I got no problem with that at all. They are not going to just come waltzing in here and do whatever. And I don't regard myself as some kind of a badass, but at the same time, there has to be a line. Who was that Colonel Travis? I think Travis. I guess it was down around Mexico. He took his sword and put a line in the sand and said, you're not crossing this line. You've got to have a line somewhere.
Right.
So, you know... And, you know, look, there's worse things. My wife and I just went through it this morning. We were talking about the value of preparedness, and she said, well, you know, I see things a little differently than you. You know, I don't love life so much that I'm willing to do anything to cling to it because I believe in something else. And there's a lot of intelligence in that. You know, how hard should you fight for something you're not that fond of? I don't know.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. You can go ahead and call in now. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've talked about just a few things this morning. We are now taking callers. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call and let us know what you think. Okay, guys, go ahead.
Now, Lori, I want your opinion on what we've been talking about. You know, do you feel the sense of confusion that Rick and I do? This weird feeling of nothing being what it seems.
Say no, Lori.
say no?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
What's wrong with you?
I have a clue. What's that? No. Yeah, at times. It seems like nobody really knows what's going on. And there's other times where, you know, the world makes sense. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I remember during the Cold War, when everything was pretty much black and white. We knew who our enemies were. We trusted our government to some extent, not completely. You know, I'm looking at it from a purely military point of view. You know, things were different 30 years ago. And in a strange way, I kind of missed that time when everything was black and white. But now it's not even gray areas. It's just a jumbled mess.
Yeah, but if you stop and think about it. even our parents missed when it was easier, you know, in their time. So it's not just this generation. It's kind of like every generation. You kind of look back and go, I miss when it was easier, when things were, you know, simpler and people actually spoke the truth, you know, it seems like it. But I think the further along we go on, each generation, I think it gets worse. I think that, especially like the politicians, they just learn to lie better, I guess. That make sense?
Yeah,
I think that that's part of it.
Yeah.
Ori, do we have anybody on the line?
Why are you asking me? I'm not exactly next to my tablet at the second.
I got my glasses on now. We've got Alan in Texas on. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, guys and lady.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in to thank Rick and, well, all of y'all for, recognizing and stating again, you know, folks, you know, I've said, you know, we're in a lot of trouble. And I say it kind of jokingly and mockingly at times, but we are in a lot of trouble. If you look at the means of manipulation, like you said, basically we are living in a matrix. The world around us is created through the media, through the magazines, through the newspapers, through the radio. I mean, they have control of all these means of information. And, you know, if Alex Jones has it right, it's an info war. If you control the information, you can create the world that people live in. And that's what they've done. And, yeah, we're way far into it. We are in a lot of trouble. And I just appreciate y'all for coming out, you know, and recognizing and being, you know, brave enough to admit it. It's, you know, it's not looking real pretty out there. It's not a real, you know, rosy future that I see. It's... How about y'all?
Well, Alan, I'm dying to ask you this. So, having essentially agreed with that premise, what is a guy or girl to do now for the next 12 months? What are you thinking?
And, you know, see, that's where it comes in, you know, trying to do a, you know, prediction, prophecy, whatever you want to call it, because there are so many ways they can hit us. They are in control of basically almost every facet of our lives. You know, there is technology out there on space platforms and on big Google balloons floating around up there at 60, 80,000 feet that we have no idea is even up there. And I know technology has advanced way beyond what they've allowed us to have, because anything that has a good possibility,
oh, yeah,
first looked at it with a weapons potential, so we don't even get any good benefit out of anything. And you know it's out there. I mean, there are patents for a lot of this stuff. And, you know, there's so many things that
that's
they could
true.
Do, so many ways they can get us. Am I a fatalist? No. You know, I'll survive as long as I can, but can I say I'm going to be a survivor because I've prepared some? And, I've always been outdoors, hunting, fishing, you know, aware of my environment, and I guess that's why I really kind of see what's going on. My father was a cryptologist in the Air Force. He taught classes in cryptology. Maybe I got some of my statistical, picking apart methods from him. But it's not hard to see things. Can I say I'm exactly 100% sure? No, but, you know, we've been lied to a whole lot. And once you start, if you paid attention over your life and you start hearing things and you start reading things and you start that everyone says is conspiracy theory and you start figuring out, it's like, that's what I saw in my life. I thought I was crazy all these years, but now it makes sense. Even though it's not good, it makes sense.
Hey, Alan, why don't you hang on through the break, buddy? We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show. We have been discussing on how things aren't anymore, let's put it that way. And we have Alan in Texas. Go ahead, Alan.
I'll just go on and say, you know, there are good points in our life, you know, and look for those, but don't get sucked back into the matrix. You know, some of us have escaped it. Some of us see the methods and the manipulation that's being used. And manipulation is everything in life. You turn on a light at night, you're manipulating your environment so you can see. You know, it's whether there's malice behind it. You know, what us good people would call malice. You know, and that's all a matter of perspective, too, because I'm sure I don't think like them, but folks, you got to realize there are people out there that are very bad. They are very weird and twisted. They don't think anything like I hope everyone out there listening to me, you know, on this channel, you know, does think, you know. But you got to, like, we don't wake up thinking, you know, how can we screw everyone around us so we can better ourselves? You know, that's not the way we think. And it's real easy to slip into a false sense of security because we like to look at for the good out there. But then we tend to forget that the bad is out there, too, and the bad behind our backs will gravitate towards positions of power, and that's what happens every time, over and over. The technology is just a little different this time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Very advanced, very advanced.
Yeah. And like I said, I appreciate y'all, you know, coming on and, you know, fear-mongering. I don't know what, you know, you almost feel like you are, but it's reality, you know. You've got to look at reality. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, it's a very strange one.
Yeah, it's not real comfortable one, but, you know, it's been allowed to get to this point, and it's, wow, you know, it happens over and over. It's just a little bit different each time, but it's the same basic thing happens over and over and over.
Yep. So the struggle between good and evil, I guess that's a pattern that will continue
until you're in heaven, I suppose. And maybe that's part of the plan. This is a fascinating subject that I suppose we don't have time to broach. But I really do think evil's placed here as a kind of a... to give people choices, and what you do with the hand you're dealt, that's probably how you get graded. That's your report card. So, fascinating stuff, though, Alan. I think you put it very well.
Yes, man. I've spouted enough. Like I said, it's I don't like talking about this, but you know, if we can wake enough people up to actually what is going on, the pedophilia, everything else. I mean, just this sick crap. It's just got to stop. Normal people have to just finally have enough of it. Quit looking at your televisions and your Facebooks and your Twitters and use your brain again. Like you said, critical thinking has been lost. Definitely.
Well, I agree.
I'll let someone else get on. I appreciate it, y'all. Have a good show.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for your call, Alan.
We have Steve. It's a busy day in Texas, obviously. Steve in Texas on line 9. Good morning.
I like Texas.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I really appreciate your show. I'm doing. You know, it's pretty neat. You know, the subject was kind of like it didn't used to be that way, and that subject came up to me about a week ago when I was doing work for a gentleman out installing his television set. And the movers had moved it, and they'd moved it, and they'd left the nuts off of for the bracket to mount it to its little mount. It was a fancy thing. And he was an older gentleman, and he just went kind of ballistic. And he said, "Well, why aren't the nuts there?" He says, "I don't know, you know. That's nowadays. I'm sorry. I wasn't there." He goes, "Well, somebody's gotta make this right." And I go, "Oh wow, that's pretty funny. Who?" And he went, "Well, the movers, somebody's got to do it. Somebody that shouldn't have been done." And I go, "Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's totally, you're right. But who? Do you want me to drive down to the hardware store and buy you some new nuts? Because I'll do that, you know, and I won't even charge you for them. It don't matter."
He says, humor. "No, that's actually part of my job. That's pretty funny. Yeah. I get hit with this constantly. I follow the movers in and straighten up everything they screw up. I can't tell you how many beds I put together with. They throw the hardware to your bed away, and then the lady of the house is like, 'What am I supposed to sleep on?' And I say the exact same thing. 'I don't know. What do you want me to do? Drive down to the hardware store and get?' 'Yeah, I want you to do that.' And I'm like, 'Okay, I'm doing, but I'm doing it today.'"
Yeah, and you're doing it on the clock, right? You know, I'm sorry. That's the way that you do the job, unless you did it up. You know, her bid job. But, you know, I told him that, and he says, "Well, where did everything go wrong?" And a lot of people, they just go, like to leave it with nobody cares anymore. But we do got to remember that this was a plan, and this was a plan that was put in place after World War II. It was the Masters of Business Administration, where they decided that it creates more jobs to have things that fail and break. And it's not about creating a great product that lives forever, because that puts businesses out of business. And this is still
planned out
part of that whole issue. And so I tried to explain that to him, but he was too concerned with his nuts. And it was kind of sad. And I thought I'd share that with you guys. It's on the line. I don't know where he's going to go with this. You know, he's old, and he'll be gone soon. And other people don't even see that's a problem.
That is a problem. I mean, because if you actually stop and think about it, it's not just in situations like, you know, the movers forgot it. Because trust me, being in the military, we've been moved several times by movers and had so much stuff broke or lost. But you know, it's like over the years. Well, as the years go on, people just act like they don't care. You know, you find it even when you go to like a McDonald's or, you know, someplace like that. They just don't care anymore. They've got a job. They don't care how they do it. It's just that they're there for a paycheck. And if you have to wait an hour or more for your dinner, then, you know, so be it. They don't, like I said, they just don't care.
Well, when they look at the, this is kind of the same subject. When we look at the older folks, they call them the greatest generation, because, and they feel that they're the greatest generation because they fought in the war and all this other stuff, right? But they were a great generation when it came down to manufacturing. They were very resourceful.
Yes.
And the people in the manufacturing lines did a great job. And that MBA program from Harvard jumped in there to take away from the manufacturing base, because there were people that were at middle management that could have been moved to upper management that created, you know, that wonderful process that understood the manufacturing plant. And if our society would have went down that route, we would be building stuff and processes and procedures that yielded better effects each time, instead of hiring a whole bunch of guys named Sven to lift boxes and not think about what they're doing, just lift. So I guess that's one way to think about it. But I'm taking up too much of your guys' time. Appreciate your show. Look forward to listening to the rest of it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Steve. You have a good weekend,
hon. Well, Steve, we sure appreciate your call.
Thank you.
I cannot tell you how many times I've had this discussion with a lady, and they're frustrated and they're angry, and I'm supposed to walk into this hornet's nest and not just get them calmed down, but separate fact from fiction, fraud from reality. But the bottom line is they say to me, how can this happen? And I said, these people were not paid for their mental skills, okay? So, I'll take up the slack. But, you know, you being frustrated with people who have either been trained to be stupid or like being stupid, but in my opinion, it's essentially all part of an opening flower or a plan. I think that what you're looking at is the residue of a plan that's been in place a very long time. So this is where we are.
Well, I think you're right.
So now this is the greatest generation.
You know, if you look at the big picture,
out the door.
You know, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. On my end, you were breaking up a little bit, but that's probably just my headset.
That's about right.
But anyway,
I don't know.
You know, I think there's been a concerted effort since the early part of the last century to make people dependent on the system, on the government, for lack of a better word. The powers that be apparently do not like and do not want people to think for themselves. They absolutely, we know this for a fact, abhor self-sufficiency.
Yep.
They just can't stand it. How dare somebody survive without their permission?
Precisely. And then,
I don't
and
know
then
what
you're
they're...
useless eater.
Go ahead.
No, I said, and they call you an empty box and a useless eater. That's how they think about you. How dare you survive, you useless empty box? Yeah, I mean, I don't remember when I needed permission from my own government to seek life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When did this happen?
I would
overnight when you weren't looking.
Right after World War II is when it really kicked in full.
Yeah. Well, this was back when I was comfortably numb to paraphrase a Pink Floyd song, the greatest generation. So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mom or grandma walks out into the backyard with a meat cleaver. Whack. 15 minutes later, there is a naked chicken in the pot. Let's see one of these latte sipping soy boys try this one out. I'd love to hand one of these jack wagons a chicken and say, that's dinner. What do you want to do with this? How do you want to do that? You'd probably actually go make it a soy burger. you know, here. I thought you meant kidding. I thought you meant I had to feed him. No, we're going to eat that. Oh, no, we can't eat that. Oh, my God, we'll die if we eat this chicken. Anyway, this is back when, you know, unfortunately, we're not talking about caveman days. You know, we're just talking
about... You know what,
about,
Rick?
Early to mid-1900s.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned soy burger. They're not even going to know how to do that soy burger if they don't know how to put the soy and everything together to make that burger. So, you know, they'd be in the same situation. Unless they can just reach and grab it from the grocery store or something, you know.
Well, Whopper's selling them now. I don't know. They're not saying it's soy, but it almost has to be. It's called the Impossible Whopper. And I got to tell you, it's good. You put a little more salt on that thing and you'd think it was meat, but it's more like Chinese food because an hour later you're starving. But, you know, that's... Anyway, I digress.
Oh.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
Wow.
I mean, you're Catholic on
Friday.
I don't Friday,
think I've ever really had one.
Well, they've only been on about 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably in your town, hamburgers are meat. So I know that's your disadvantage,
yeah.
But that, yeah, well, that's a shame, really. I can't believe they treat you this way. So, hey, you're so underprivileged. So with respect to being constantly lied to, I did have something I want, Lori. I'm guessing I'm not stepping on a caller, right? There's nobody staring at my back, is there?
No, not at this moment.
Okay, good.
You're good.
No. All right, good. Well, let me know when there is.
Okay.
I can always talk some other time. You know, we're hearing constantly from the Trump, from actually directly from our adored president and his entire administration, that the economy, everything, it couldn't be better. We've got although this week, my utter amazement, Trump is calling for QE4, which, for those of you that don't know what that means, I don't know how the printing press is on the dollar if you go any faster, but he's asking for another round of quantitative easing, which means money printing. In other words, going deeper and deeper into debt, and the dollar's going to be worth less and less. And at the same time, and this is unbelievable, Lawrence Kudlow, his financial advisor, is asking for an immediate 0.5% rate cut, which puts us unbelievably near zero on the overnight rate. And a lot of people say negative interest rates will be their next move because they're out of bullets. So now they're going to start using hand grenades. But if everything's so doggone great, why would the president ask for massive money printing and Kudlow a half percent is huge. That's a big rate cut. That's a really big rate cut. So if everything's so rosy, why are they doing that? And then of course we have, which they don't want you to know, the M2, the velocity of money is just trickle. It's down to a trickle.
That's for sure. And people, don't take our word for it. Go to the Fed, look at the charts yourself.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's right there for everyone to see. The problem is, as we were talking about for the first 30 minutes, the problem is nobody will stop for 15 minutes and do any of their own homework. And if I talk to anybody, they always say the same thing. Oh, yeah, prove it. Who says? And if I say Lawrence Kudlow, well, who's he? So no doubt. You don't,
right.
I'm sure you don't know who he is. So I'm supposed to stand here and waste my time trying to jumpstart your stopped brain? You want me to take the rest of the time during this family party to try to get you up to speed on what you've been missing for the last 10 years? I don't think I'm going to do it. Please go back to sleep and leave me alone. Yeah, so...
You know, I think you just described most of the population, though, Rick. You know, jump-starting their brains. Think about it. All the politicians we keep putting in office that go to Washington that are supposed to be doing the work of the people, you know, aren't doing the work of the people. They're doing, okay, I got your vote, that's all that matters, I'm in Washington, and now I'm going to do what I want to do. And nobody's doing anything in Washington except arguing with each other and not getting, getting a damn thing done. But, you know, and on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a few minutes after this break. Please hold on.
1-800-313-9443.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about basically how numb the world seems to be, what's going on around them. Our caller number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we are taking callers. So if you would like to jump in with your thoughts about the subject or any other subject, just give us a call. Okay, Rick.
Absolutely.
Well,
to sort of wrap up the... Oh, Tim, were you actually in the middle of a thought there? I can't remember.
No.
Well, I was kind of.
He doesn't remember. Yeah. Well, there is.
Go ahead, yes, Rick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. No, finish up. I can't remember who was talking when we left.
I was, but it's all good.
Okay. Well, you were.
Okay.
Oh, and Lori was, yeah.
The Attention Deficit Disorder Show.
I've been sitting back listening. But one thing, folks, I want to get out there. Now, we no longer have a precious metal sponsor. We just weren't getting the sales required for the sponsor to hang on. But anyway, regardless of who you buy your precious metals from, it is a good hedge against this inflation. And you say, what inflation? The inflation rate's only at 2%. Well, folks, remember back in the 1990s, what $20 would buy you in groceries, and then look at what $20 buys you now. Simple mental exercise and memory. That's all. You know, and precious metals is a way to protect, I won't say your wealth, but protect what you got. Cash is going to deflate, inflate, whatever you want to call it. The value of that cash isn't going to be there, isn't going to be what it was now, a year from now. So precious metals is just a hedge against that, be it gold, be it silver, whatever you want. I recommend getting some. Looks like we got a caller on the line. We got Jim in Florida on line 9. Good morning, Jim.
Hello there, Tim. Hello, Lori. Hello, Rick. It's the first time calling. Great to be here. Well, welcome to the show. Well, thank you. Just wanted to ask Rick if he's packed to go on the cruise.
Man, listen, I know that I know John would appreciate that, but as you all probably know, my wife is a teacher, and this cruise is in October, and this woman is a deadly serious human being when it comes to teaching young people. So, no, I don't get to go on the cruise, and it'll be a cold day in hell when I go anywhere without my wife. So, no. But having said that, you're always welcome to come and visit me. Stay right there, Jim. Do not
go Jim,
away.
Hang on the line.
Okay.
Hang on the line for the break, Jim, if you want. And by the way, Rick, I don't go to sea unless I get paid for it.
Guys, we'll be back in a few minutes after the top of the hour break. Hang on, please.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.